in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. That evil verdict is reversed tonight by fire. That evil verdict, that satanic verdict concerning your life and destiny and family, concerning your health and finances, is being reversed by fire. God is overturning every satanic evil verdict passed against you, demonic sentenced passed against you, passed against your family, is being reversed by fire. The Bible says, who is he that saith a thing, and it cometh to pass when the Lord God commanded it not? God has not commanded it, therefore it will not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Only God's word, God's plan, God's will, God's plan, God's purpose, the counsel of God concerning your life, concerning your destiny, concerning your family, that is the only one that is permitted to stand. Shaleboko sebeletia. Zaprando boko soprakatai. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm telling you, things are happening. If God will open your eyes in the realm of the Spirit to see the enormity of the transactions, the magnitude of the spiritual transaction taking place right now, I'm telling you, you will be surprised and you will be more serious. Things are turning. It's a destiny night. It's a destiny defining night. Not just the families, not just the destiny of individuals, the destinies of families, the destiny of communities, the destiny of this city, our land, our nation is being decided tonight. It's being changed. It's being altered to align with prophetic agenda. In the name of Jesus. You might be seated. Very fast, there are seven things. There are seven things that the Lord told me will happen in your life in the month of July. By the way, happy new month. Welcome your neighbor to your right, to your left. Say, happy new month. Welcome to the month of July. July is going to be your best month so far. Your best month so far. Am I communicating? The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. There are seven things the Lord say you should expect that the anointing will do for you in this month of July. Seven things that the anointing is going to accomplish in your life. I want you to listen carefully. Maleko bora palataya. seven things. I have been to the mountain, I've heard from God. Seven things. That this anointing that is coming upon you will be on a mission this month of July to accomplish these seven things. Am I communicating? Zelekoja Prandoske Pila Kabaladia. I'm going to give you those seven things and then we'll pray. Thank you, Father. Number one, 1 Peter 5 verse 10. Expect these seven things, sevenfold blessings, sevenfold prophetic blessings in the month of July. Seven things the anointing is going to accomplish for you this month. July is the seventh month of the year. Seven is a very prophetic number. Help me. Let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Listen. No suffering is permitted to go beyond a while. Do you know, even Job, the sufferings of Job we read about, everything that happened to Job was just 6 to 9 months. Are you aware? Bible scholars tell us it's just 6 to 9 months. You know, when you read this sometimes, you will think it is for 10 years. All those things that befell Job, all his sufferings and affliction, was just 6 to 9 months. Listen, no affliction, no suffering that you are going through right now is permitted to go beyond a while. The Bible says our light affliction, it describes it as light. If it goes beyond a while, then something is wrong. Am I communicating? It says, after ye have suffered a while. The Lord said I should tell somebody, the first half of 2023 looked as if it was plagued by so much suffering for you. Affliction here and there, things appear not to be working. The Lord said this second half of the year, beginning from this July, he said there shall be a turnaround. There shall be a supernatural turnaround. And things will start working like fire. In the name of Jesus. Malakuteke barakataya. Mandrosketia. He said, you will see my hand, my outstretched hand at work in your life, turning things around in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Number one, he says, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect. So number one, expect a divine perfection. A divine perfection. Psalm 138 verse 8. Psalm 138 verse 8. This is the seventh month of July. Seven is the number of perfection. Seven is the number of perfection. Among other things, completion, perfection. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. This is the word for you this month. God will perfect your life. God will perfect all that concerns you. He will perfect all that pertains to you. Everything that pertains to you. Expect a speedy completion. I don't know what you started and you abandoned because of challenges or because the money is not there or the people opportunity. Listen, every abandoned project shall be completed speedily in this season. in this new season, the grace and anointing for speedy completion of every uncompleted project. Listen to me. Every unfinished job in your life, every unfinished project, anything you started but you have not completed, anything you started but you abandoned and left it because of challenges, I prophesy, receive grace to complete them. I release grace for speedy completion. They shall be brought to completion. They shall be brought to completion. They shall be brought to completion. In the name of Jesus. My God shall perfect all that concerns you. All that concerns your family. Keliboko sabagadaya. Embreketose bilatai. Give me Zechariah 4 verse 9. Zechariah 4 verse 9. Expect divine perfection, completion. The finisher's grace is landing on your head this month. The grace and the anointing to finish all that you started. Manta kabaya. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel, put your name there, have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. His hands have laid the... I don't know what you started, but you left or abandoned before now. He said, the same hands that laid the foundation will be the same hands that will finish it. I prophesy, receive the anointing to finish. Receive the grace to finish. You will not leave any abandoned project undone. In the name of Jesus. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the house. His hands shall also finish it. Thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For somebody here, you will finish that business. You will finish that contract. You will finish that deal. It shall be brought to completion. You will finish that book you started writing. In the name of Jesus. Expect the Lord to perfect all that concerns you. Iko lefeleteya. Magrasko poto balataya. All that pertains to your family, the Lord will perfect it tonight. He that has begun a good work in your life, he that has begun a good work in your family, he will bring it to a completion in the name of Jesus. Number two, expect supernatural establishment. This month of July is your month of what? Supernatural establishment. Give me that first Peter 5:10. That's the second thing. Supernatural establishment. Yes. My God will stabilize your life and destiny this month. No more one leg in, one leg out. It's right. You stand today, you fall tomorrow. You stand today. Mm-mm. An anointing for establishment is coming upon you. The grace for you to be established in all areas of your life. All round establishment. All round establishment. Establishment in your spiritual life, establishment in your finances, spiritual establishment, financial establishment, establishment in your career, in your business, in your academics. That grace is released upon you in the name of Jesus. Give me a New King James Version. That established there is established. New King James Version. after ye have suffered. You have suffered enough. Listen. You have suffered enough. You have struggled enough. You have sweated enough. Now God is releasing the grace for you to be established in this month of July, in the name of Jesus. By the mighty hand of God, by the outstretched hand of God, stability is coming to you. You will be planted, you will be rooted, you will be grounded, you will be firmly fixed in your place. You are locating your place and God is planting you there. No more experimentation, no more guesswork. You are locating where you belong. You are finding your place in destiny. And God is establishing you like Olumo Rock. In the name of Jesus. You shall be like a tree planted, established by rivers of water. And your leaves will ever be green. And whatever you do shall prosper. Amen. Your dry season is over. Amen. Your leaves will ever be green. Amen. For some of you, it's your season of marital establishment. For some of you, your family will be established this month. Amen. You didn't hear me. Is a season of establishment for your family. Marital establishment, family establishment. Stability is coming to your family. Stability is coming to your finances. In the name of Jesus. You will be established in your business. I say you will be established in your business. This grace for establishment will speak loudly in your business. I decree and declare career establishment. In your career, in your job, receive the grace for establishment. In the name of Jesus. And I hear for somebody, academic establishment. I say academic establishment. The grace for academic establishment. The grace for academic excellence. That grace is resting upon you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is establishing you in your academics by His mighty hand. Rodi Kalabagadia. Give me Psalm 66 verse 10. Psalm 66 verse 10. 10 to 12. Poto bolaka bagata. He said, "For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us. As silver is tried." Verse 11. Say, "Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou layest affliction upon our loins." Verse 12. "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire." Aya. The fire of difficulties, the fire of challenges. This is a word for somebody. That you have gone through a lot of fires, of challenges, difficulties, troubles, problems, pressure, all manner of things. It says you went through the fire and through the water. But Ayagabalatia, this is a game changer. This is what is happening to you this month. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Revaya, the point of saturation. The point of overflow. My cup runneth over. That runneth over there is that same word, revire. I prophesy. Listen, I prophesy as a prophet of God sent your way. I decree and declare an end to every form of struggles. Your financial struggle is ending this month. I say your financial struggle is ending this month. Your days of financial embarrassment are over this month. In this season, God is establishing you financially. You are stepping into your season of financial overflow. You are stepping into your wealthy place. My God is establishing you in your wealthy place. In the name of Jesus. So we went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out. You are coming out and you are entering your wealthy place. Can you shout amen? Psalm 89 verse 20. Pola takabaya. Your season of supernatural establishment has come. I have found David my servant with my holy oil. I have anointed him. Look at what this anointing will do. Pula tabaya. Verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established. Ayagabalakataya. With whom my hand shall be established. By this anointing, I decree supernatural establishment for you. Supernatural establishment for your family. By you, the arm of God shall be established. By you, the will of God shall be established. The plans and purposes of God shall be established. In the name of Jesus. Expect supernatural establishment. Number three. I say seven things. The first is perfection. Completion. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. God will perfect all that concerns and pertains to you and yours. The second thing is what? Supernatural establishment. Number three. That's in 1 Peter 5 verse 10. That's in 1 Peter 5 verse 10. It says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you. I say, give me a New King James, New King James Version. Strengthen. Ayalabalabaladaya. The next thing is supernatural strength. Hey, listen, your fainting days are over. I say your fainting days are over. Your days of weakness have ended. You are going from strength to strength this month. You are going from strength to strength this month. Supernatural strength. This anointing will impart supernatural strength. Kaliboko sabalataya. Brandeke porakida, a supernatural injection of divine energy, unnatural strength, divine ability, supernatural might. Ala tose vila kata. You will walk in power this month. Oh, hey, you will walk in power in ever increasing levels. Everything called weakness is leaving your life. Everything called weakness is giving way. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural strength. The psalmist said, Psalm 18 verse 29. Give me Psalm 18 verse 29. It says, by my God, I run through a troop. By my God, I leap over a wall. Why? Because that God is imparting to him supernatural strength. The strength to run. Supernatural strength to run. Power to run. Power to outrun the chariot of kings. Likito barakatai. The anointing for supernatural strength and speed is resting upon you this month. I said the anointing for supernatural strength, the anointing for supernatural speed is resting upon you mightily. The hand of the Lord is resting upon you, imparting supernatural strength and speed. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. In the name of Jesus. It says, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. I don't know which wall of Jericho is before you. By this supernatural impartation of strength, you will leap over every wall. You will surmount every opposition, every limitation. You will break them. Kale Tobaya. You can't be restricted anymore. No force, no power can limit and restrict you. He said, by my God, I leap over. You are going over. I say you are going over every limitation. You are rising above all limitations. You are rising above all restrictions. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural strength. Supernatural energy is being infused into you. Divine ability, the might of God is so leketeya. Supernatural power, capacity. You know, Proverbs 24:10 is say, if thou faintest in the day of adversity, he said the diagnosis is that your strength is too small. So to ensure that you don't faint in these times that we are, days of adversity, trying times, God is imparting supernatural strength. Malakute ke barakataya. You will not faint in the day of adversity. You will not lose in the evil day. Kalito boraka baladia. By my God, I have run through a troop. You are overtaking people this month. Oh. The anointing to overtake is coming upon you. In 1 Kings 18:46, the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon prophet Elijah, and he outran the chariot of Ahab. Ahab was the king. He was driving the fastest and the best chariot. But when divine technology, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, he outran human technology. He outran the chariot of Ahab. I don't know who I'm talking to. It looks as if others have gone ahead of you. It looks as if others have made more progress than you. But I'm telling you, an anointing is landing on your head. And by this anointing, you are overtaking them. You are overtaking them. The anointing for overtaking, the overtaker's unction is resting upon you in the name of Jesus. We call it the unction of an overtaker. Lido boko sabadaya. It is not he who started first. It is he upon who the hand of the Lord rests upon. And you are that person. What decides the outcome of the race is the hand of the Lord. What decides the winner of the race is what? The hand of the Lord. Psalm 18, verse 32. Verse 32. Say, it is God that getteth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. God is getting you with strength. It maketh my feet like the hind's feet. He setted me upon my high places. Aya. By this anointing for supernatural strength, you are riding upon the high places of the earth. God is establishing you in the topmost top in life. I'm telling you, you are leaving the ground level permanently. Amen. You are going upward and forward, upward and forward. He says, he maketh my feet like the hinds feet. He setteth me upon my high places. Kaligo barakataya. You are stepping into your high places. In the name of Jesus. He teacheth my hands to war, so that my a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Now jump to verse 39. It says, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Aya. You will not lack strength for battle. Oh, hey. He said, thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Le pirokondo frakatatai. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies. Ay, 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 ay. Listen, defeat is now a thing of the past in your life. Failure, frustration is now a thing of the past. The last time you lost, the last time you were defeated will be the last time forever. The last time you failed will be the last forever. In the name of Jesus. He said, thou hast given me. Give me verse 40. Kaliboko sovrakataya. Thou hast given me the neck of my enemies. Verse 40. That I might destroy them that hate me. Your enemy are at your mercy now. By this anointing, your enemies are now at your mercy. Did you hear what I said? You are not at their mercy. They are what? At your mercy. God has given you their neck. Anything you like, do with it. If you want to break the neck, anything. He said, Judah is a lion's whelp. He says, a couch is stooped like an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? He says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Efeleke to brakata. He says, his hands shall be upon the neck of his enemies. Malatoze breketea. Balatuza balatai. You will operate with supernatural strength this month. Kondrabakataya. Isaiah 40:31. Okay, let's start from 29. Isaiah 40:29. It says, he giveth power to the faint. I say your fainting days are over. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. It's your season of supernatural strength and stamina. Kaligo barakataya. You will be waxing stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. You will be going from strength to strength. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Verse 30. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Why? Because by human strength shall no man prevail. Verse 31. He said, but they, who are the they? He's talking of we. They that wait upon the Lord, what will be their portion? They shall renew their strength. My God is renewing your strength this season. I say, God is renewing your strength this season. And as a result, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I prophesy supernatural renewal of your strength. You are operating with the strength of Jehovah. Receive an impartation of new strength. By this new strength, you will mount up with wings as eagles. You will mount up on eagles' wings. Receive power to fly.
power to mount up. You will run and not be weary. Receive power to run without getting tired. You shall run and not faint. In the name of Jesus.
The power to fulfill destiny. The power to make supernatural progress. Unstoppable progress. All round progress. The power for promotion. The power to prosper. The power to get wealth is resting upon you this month. Is resting upon you this season. In the name of Jesus. From today, receive the power to make unstoppable progress. Receive the power to get wealth. Receive the power for promotion. Receive the power to prosper.
To Sabalataya. Number four. What will this anointing do? Supernatural settlement. 1 Peter 5:10. Supernatural settlement. Somebody say settlement.
Ah. I heard this one loud and clear. God emphasized this one strongly. He said, this is your season of speedy supernatural settlement. Beginning from this month, it says speedy supernatural settlement. All round settlement. And you know, God does not owe anybody. God does not owe any. I just heard the Lord telling me, he says, someone, he said, this anointing will bail you out of debt. Amen. He said, this anointing will bail you out of debt. Amen. You are coming out of debt. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. My God is settling you supernaturally. Amen. Supernatural settlement. Fully. Kilo to Sabalataya. It's your season of speedy supernatural settlement. All round settlement. Male cross ketila kambaranto sapalatai. Ebrando kosha gabagadigi brakatai. Retisko freketila bondraka paliko frakatai. Eliko to sefele kido kopo rakatai. Pratisco tequila, spiritual settlement, financial settlement, settlement in your business, settlement in your marriage, marital settlement. Your marital destiny is being settled this month. Your marital destiny is being settled this month. The battle over your marital destiny is ending this month. My God is settling you by fire. In the name of Jesus, God is settling your family. Family settlement. Family settlement. Your family is settled fully by fire. In the name of Jesus. Academic settlement. I say academic settlement. The controversies are ending. The controversies over your academic destiny. The controversy over your family destiny. The controversies are ending this month. In the name of Jesus. Bible say, by the word of the priest, every controversy shall be settled. By the word of the priest, every controversy shall be settled. As a privileged priest, I decree and declare, every controversy in any area of your life, in every area of your life, let it be settled.
settled by fire. Let it be settled by fire. In the name of Jesus.
God will settle your business. That is a word for somebody. God will settle your business. He said, fear not, worry not. You've been bothered. He said, cast your care upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Because God will settle you fully. He will settle your business, your finances, your family, your career, your job. In the name of Jesus. See, number one, expect perfection. Number two, supernatural establishment. Number three, supernatural strength. Number four, supernatural settlement. What's the 15 you should expect this month? Divine restoration. Supernatural restoration. Kito barakata. Restoration. Restoration of lost time, lost seasons of your life. Expect supernatural restoration. This anointing that is coming upon you, it will command and compel supernatural restoration. Give me Joel 2:25. It will command and compel supernatural restoration of lost years, wasted years, malatuze breketia, lost opportunities, missed opportunities, the years. He said, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and caterpillar, palmerworm migrate. Now these are demonic armies. Because normal caterpillar and all of that doesn't eat years. They eat grass. So when you read something like this, it's prophetic language. There are demons that eat people's years. They eat people's lifetime. So many are victims of wasted years. They are victims of demonic delays and stagnation because of the activities of these demons. But the good news is that higher in this season, God is restoring those years you have lost. I say God is restoring those years you have lost. God is restoring lost time. You see, one of the greatest miracles is when God restores years. Restoration of time is the most difficult thing to restore. Malatabaya, ikofrakidas. Including the opportunities that you missed, that you lost. Heaven is restoring it to you this season. Next, expect supernatural, I say, restoration of years, time and seasons, opportunities. Next, God is restoring your spiritual fire. The fire of spiritual fervency, the fire of spiritual passion and love for God and the things of God, the fire of spiritual zeal, every fire you lost, God is restoring it speedily. In the name of Jesus. God is restoring your love and passion for Him and the things of God. Somebody here, that passion you used to have for evangelism, for soul winning, God is restoring it to you this month. You begin to win souls like never before. That fire of prayer, Bible study, God is restoring it speedily. Next, God is restoring your finances, financial restoration. Restoring your finances and your fortunes that you have lost. Monies you lost. You did business, you lost. You traded online, traded crypto, forex, you lost. Kalido Barakataya, Prandos Kappa, lost investments. Malatuza, the monies that were ordained by heaven to come to you in this first half of the year, but Satan diverted it by fraud. Listen, I have come as a prophet of restoration, and I prophesy under this anointing that whatever monies you have lost, whatever finances you have lost, your family have lost, your business has lost, I command sevenfold restoration now. I decree speedy supernatural restoration in the name of Jesus. And every property or certificate you lost, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, when prophet Samuel anointed Saul, the son of Kish, who was looking for his father's missing donkey, he has searched for that donkey everywhere, all kingdoms, he didn't see it. But the moment he met the prophet, and the prophet anointed him, the moment the oil touched his head, he says, your father's missing asses or donkey have been found. The anointing commands and compels supernatural restoration. Everything you have lost, to properties that you lost, valuables that you lost, businesses that you lost, opportunities that you lost, monies that you lost, I command them to be restored now. I command and compel supernatural restoration. The Lord is talking to me about a family. The love, the joy, the peace, the happiness that you used to enjoy that was lost, I command it to be restored now. Marital joy, marital peace, marital harmony, marital love, the marriage wine, the peace in the home, the love in the home, the joy, let it be restored by fire. In the name of Jesus. Maketo buraka balataya. Mandrobo sivelido brakataya. Kelebura sabaladia. Say, your father's missing asses have been found. Isulefelete. And Brandos Kabarido Kofrakatai. Give me Nehemiah 5:11. Supernatural restoration. Evil relationships are being restored. Lost relationships are being restored. Relationship with destiny helpers are being restored. Relationship and fellowship between you and God is being restored. Relationship between husband and wife, between father, mother, children, between siblings is being restored. Relationship between friends that was lost is being restored. In the name of Jesus. Anything that belonged to you, your lost possessions that was lost, I decree it be restored now. Properties and possessions are being restored. Even some of you, some gifts, spiritual gifts you used to function in, graces, anointings, that appears as if the thing is gone, but the Lord is restoring it. I said the Lord is restoring the operations of those gifts. The Lord is restoring the fire. The Lord is restoring those graces. The Lord is restoring those anointings. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural restoration. Nehemiah 5:11. Restore, I pray you, to them. Even when this day. Somebody say this day. When is the restoration taking place? Somebody say now. Say this day. He says their lands. I don't know who has kept back your land, or who stole your land, or arguing over land dispute, or who God have commanded to give you land that they are still dragging, they are still arguing with God and refusing to obey. They are still struggling to obey. Listen, by this anointing, those landed properties are being restored now. In the name of Jesus. He said, I pray, restore, I pray to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their oliveyards, their houses, also the 100th part of the money, and of the corn, and of the wine, and of the oil, that ye exact of them. I prophesy supernatural restoration of businesses, of your finances, of your family, of your landed properties, of your houses, of graces, of anointings, in the name of Jesus. This day, not tomorrow, this day, restore. And I hear in my spirit, even your health. I'm talking to somebody. He said, God is restoring your health. 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 That sickness dies. That disease dies. My God is restoring your health. In the name of Jesus. That pain is leaving you now. That negative medical report is changing. God is restoring your health. Kalobosa baladia. Your career, restoration. Your job, restoration. Your academics, restoration. Ipratos ketila. Ambaladia. Somebody here, I'm talking to a student. Your CGPA dropped. You know, the level you were before is no longer where you are now. But I see God restoring you to that higher CGPA. That higher class you were in before you dropped. Maybe you were in first class before, then you dropped to second class upper. Maybe you were in 2-1, you dropped to 2-2. Maybe you were in 2-2, you drop down to, is it third class or what they call it? But listen, by this, I'm not a lecturer, I'm not a CRK teacher. By this anointing on my head, I command academic restoration. I command your CGP to rise. I command your CGP to rise. I command a restoration to your higher level. In the name of Jesus. And somebody here, God is restoring you back to the position of favor you had with somebody, a destiny helper. You know, there is a position of favor that you were enjoying, and then something happened. It was the relationship went a bit sour, and it's no longer, you are no longer enjoying that kind of favor. But God is restoring that relationship. God is restoring you back to that position of favor in the name of Jesus. Kaletosa Balatia. Give me Proverbs 6 verse 30. It says, men do not despise a thief when he steals. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Verse 31. He says, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. Somebody say sevenfold. He shall restore sevenfold. I don't know what Satan the thief have stolen, demons the thief have stolen from your life, but heaven is restoring them times seven. This is the seventh month. Expect sevenfold restoration. He shall give all the substance of his house, I decree sevenfold restoration. Shabalako sovrakila baranto sofreketelebosha. Magindo sofra hadila katondi kelivu ratiza. Your fire is being heated seven times hotter. I say your spiritual fire is heated seven times hotter. Your spiritual temperature is heated seven times hotter. In the name of Jesus. For everything you have lost, receive sevenfold restoration. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Kito baladia. I just heard this. Oh, Father, I receive for myself first. I don't know who this is for. God said, your current finances multiplied by seven. Listen, he said, your current monthly income times seven is whatever value you get when you multiply it by seven will become your normal monthly income from now henceforth. Beginning from this month, your finances, your income is being restored times seven. Beginning from this month, your income, multiply it by seven, it will become your usual monthly income. Kalatozegedia, get ready for supernatural financial increase. Supernatural financial increase. Supernatural financial increase. Supernatural ayabala kido ko brekete. Elekondo fredila bura sapalatai. He said the more they afflicted them, the more they multiply. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiply. The more oil price go up, the more your finances will multiply. The more the expenses go up, the more the cost of living go up, the more your finances will multiply. I prophesy supernatural financial increase, supernatural financial multiplication in the name of Jesus. God is opening multiple streams of income for you. Multiple streams of income. Receive the grace for multiple streams of income. Multiple financial flow in the name of Jesus. I don't know who this one is for. The Lord say, your former annual income last year will now become your normal monthly income this year. It's not everybody. The person I'm talking to, I don't know who the person is, but if it is you, you will receive it. He said, your former annual income last year is now your monthly normal income this year. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural financial increase. Your monies are coming. I say your monies are coming. Nothing can hold it back anymore. Nothing can tie it down anymore. The oil of wealth is coming upon you afresh, causing monies to gravitate towards you supernaturally. God is bringing you to a mighty, mighty, mighty realm of financial overflow. It's establishing you supernaturally. And you are reaping mega financial harvest. Mega financial harvest. Psalm 23 verse 5, it says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The anointing for abundance, the anointing for wealth, abundance and overflow is coming upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. Expect supernatural restoration. Number 6. Expect supernatural rest. Divine rest. 7 is the number of completion, perfection. 7 is also the number of rest. Prophetically speaking, 7 is the number of rest. So in this month of July, expect all round supernatural rest. I say all round supernatural rest. Now give me Genesis 2 verse 2. Thank you, Father. We will soon pray. Genesis 2 verse 2. He said, on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and which he made. First Kings chapter 5 verse 4. It says, but now the Lord my God, look at the testimony. Look at the testimony of King Solomon. King Solomon. He said, but now the Lord my God had given me rest on every side. Can you see this? This will become your story. He said, the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. I don't know what has tempered with your rest. I don't know what is giving you anxiety, making your high BP to go up. I don't know what issue is giving you distress. Am I communicating? But look at the testimony of Solomon. The Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. Ekondo agapa tatoni pereti pratiska patoni. I prophesy supernatural rest on every side. Rest for you on every side. Rest from all battles. Rest from enemy confrontation. Rest from satanic attack and molestation. Rest from evil occurrences. In the name of Jesus, no more evil occurrences. No more enemy harassment. Receive grace for divine rest. My God has given me rest on every side. You are stepping into a season of supernatural rest. Listen to this. Rest from all forms of stress, Mrs., in this new season, beginning from this month. Kalido Barakataya. With speed, divine performance. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. It says, blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance. I prophesy on you that in this new month and this second half of the year, there shall be a divine performance of every hanging prophecy, of every pending prophecy, pending promises from the mouth of God concerning your life. I decree the release of grace for divine performance. Receive grace for speedy supernatural manifestation. Grace for speedy performance. Thank you, Father. Get ready, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told out from the Lord. Those things God have told you concerning your life, concerning your family, your business, your finance, your career, your job. Those things God have told you beginning from this year, from the start of this year. Those things God told you over the years, don't start doubting them, because you will see them coming to pass rapidly. in this new season, they shall find speedy fulfillment. This is the 17 that God said I should tell you. I told you it's sevenfold prophetic blessing. 17 the anointing will do for you beginning from this month. And the seventh one is what? Divine performance. Give me Ezekiel 12:25. Ezekiel 12:25. Please get this message and listen to it over and over again. Use it to war a good warfare. Am I communicating? Go through those scriptures. Remind God of these things as you pray. And even as we commence our 14-day fasting for the second half of the year. Am I communicating? We'll be warring with these words. Kalito barakataya. Brandeke poskataya. Mix it with faith. Ezekiel 12:25. He said, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass." Hey, I like that phrase. You see it throughout scripture. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. Listen, hanging prophecies are coming to pass. The promises of God are coming to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill your prophetic destiny. It says, "I will speak, and the word I speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged." Yeah. Let me tell your neighbor, the wait is over. He said, "It shall be no more prolonged." No more delays. No more delays. No more delays. It's a season of performance. It's a season of manifestation. It's a season of reward. He says, "No, it shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house," even though they were rebellious, so watch this. He said, "Will I say the word and I will perform it?" This is God speaking. Say the Lord. He said, "I will say and I will do. I will say, I will do. I will say, I will perform it." Next verse, 26. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, 27. "Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come. And he prophesied of the times that are of afar off." In other words, they were thinking that this thing is still far, that is going to happen in the sweet by and by. But look at what God said, verse 28. Those visions, those prophetic words, he said, "Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. But the word which I have spoken shall be done." Yeah. He says, "The word which I have spoken shall be done." It shall not be prolonged anymore. Shall be done, saith the Lord. If you are that person God is talking to, your amen will be the loudest. It shall be the loudest. It shall be done. It shall come to pass. There shall be speedy performance. Everything God showed you, those visions will start coming to pass with speed. I said, those revelations, you will see them in manifestation. I said, those things God told you, even in the secret, you shall see the manifestation in public. In the name of Jesus. It's a season of rapid performance. This seventh month, you have been waiting from January to February to March to April to May to June, and it's now making it look it's now looking as if what God said is a lie. It's not a lie, oh. God said it shall not be prolonged anymore. You will start seeing the manifestation this month. I said you will start seeing the performance this month. It shall be done beginning from this month. It shall happen with speed in the name of Jesus. Kaledo sovarakataya. Can you rise to your feet? We're about to pray now. I've given you what God gave me to give you. Sevenfold blessing. This month is loaded, and this second half of the year is much more loaded. You know what God told me? He said this second half shall be 1,000 times better. You know, when prophetic word come, it is unto you according to your faith. If you believe it and you take it. If you believe it, you take it. He said, blessed is she that believes. There shall be a performance. Whatever is too big for your heart to believe, is too big for your hand to handle. He said, all things are possible to him that believeth. I prophesy over your life, over your family, that the second half of year 2023 shall be 1,000 times better than the first half. Receive the grace for 1,000 times more. In the name of Jesus. Kilo dosa baladia. Embregede. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God for these sevenfold prophetic blessings, for these seven things that the God of all grace is set to do in this second half of your life, in this new month. Yes, divine perfection. Thank Him for supernatural establishment. Bless Him for supernatural strength. Appreciate Him for supernatural settlement. Come on, lift up your voice with strength. Bless His name for divine restoration. Bless Him for divine rest. Bless Him for divine performance. Go ahead. Shaliboto sebelete. Embregedo sedila kabadai. Imbratoske tilo frotoliga baratosa Magabala da gabraga de gebrega de gebrega de gebosha Rotosofrekete gebrega de gebrega de gebosh Kapatizo pronde gebora palataya Eprando boso prekila gadosa. Thank Him for renewing your strength. Thank Him for supernatural strength. Thank Him for causing you to go from strength to strength. Thank Him for speedy supernatural settlement. All round supernatural settlement. Thank Him for all round restoration. Sevenfold restoration. Thank Him for divine rest. Rest on every side. Go ahead and bless Him for supernatural establishment. Thank Him for perfecting all that concerns you. Thank Him for the grace of a finisher. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. His hand shall also finish it. Go ahead and bless Him for bringing to completion all that pertain to you and yours. Go ahead. Mando boso pole feletia, agabali go pronde ke baratosa, empreke dose pila tatani, ingrosketi, jale ponde se felete, eko palataza prande ke parakatosa, imbrakatose pila tatanas. I must experience and enjoy this sevenfold prophetic blessing. I must experience and enjoy this sevenfold prophetic blessing in this new month and second half of the year. That shall be my experience. That shall be my enjoyment. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. It's my season of rest. My season of restoration, my season of perfection, my season of establishment, my season of full settlement, my season of supernatural strength. Sheleboko sepeletia, angroskote lufretelemendo sovrahadia. I take delivery of hanging prophecies. I take delivery of my overripe harvest. I take delivery of my overdue harvest. I take delivery of every hanging harvest, hanging prophecy, hanging promises. They find rapid fulfillment in my life in this new season. Shaleboko sopora baladia. Embrakosko teliko fratatatalia. Iporosefeleti la barakonde. Embreketoska palamanta. Eva balatuza balatadas. E konvrekila tuze bilatataya. Eredoske preteketola baladia. I will not miss out of any of these prophetic blessings. I will not miss out of the fullness of these sevenfold prophetic blessings. Joshua chapter 21 verse 43. Joshua chapter 21 verse 43. The Bible says, and the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Verse 45. There failed not out of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All, somebody say all came to pass. That will be your portion. Can you turn this into a prayer? He said, all, there fail not even one promise or prophecy. Every good word that God has spoken concerning AGMI, concerning your life, concerning your family, not one of them is permitted to fail. He said, all came to pass. All. God has never lied to anybody. God has never deceived or cheated anybody. God has never owed anybody, and he will not begin with you. He said, all came to pass. That grace for performance of all. All means all. Father, let it rest upon me. He said, he gave them all the land and they possessed it. I take possession. I possess my possession. That grace to possess your possession, to step into your divine inheritance. That grace to enjoy roundabout rest. Come on, make demand upon it. The Lord gave them rest roundabout. Go ahead. Make demand upon it. Make him that grace for divine rest. Grace to possess your possession. Grace to step into your inheritance. Grace, kota la bagadai, embrekete, for divine performance. By a mighty hand, by the outstretched hand of God. Ilabakoso prosketi la baratosa. Imbrakata katakabala.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Adlon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.